Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most practically useful topics in the whole specification, relational operators. Now, I know that sounds a bit dry when you first hear it, but stick with me because once you get this, you'll see it absolutely everywhere in programming. It's the kind of topic that, once it clicks, makes everything else make sense. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. So what actually is a relational operator? Simply put, it's a symbol that compares two values and gives you back either true or false. That's it. That's the whole idea. You're asking the computer a question. Is this bigger than that? Are these two things the same? And the computer answers yes or no, true or false. And that true or false answer is what drives every decision your program makes. There are exactly six relational operators you need to know for GCSE, and I want you to be completely confident with all of them. The first one is the equal to operator. In Python, this is written as two equal signs, double equals. Now, here's the thing that trips up so many students, and I really want you to listen carefully here. A single equal sign, in Python and most languages, is the assignment operator. It puts a value into a variable. So if I write x equals 5, I'm storing the number 5 in x. But if I write x double equals 5, I'm asking a question. Is x equal to 5? 1 equals assigns, 2 equals compares. This is probably the single most common mistake in GCSE computer science exams, so please, please remember it. 1 equals assigns, 2 equals compares. The second operator is not equal to. In Python, this is written as an exclamation mark followed by an equal sign. This returns true if the two values are different. So if x is 7, then x not equal to 5 gives true, because 7 is not equal to 5. In some other languages, like older versions of Visual Basic, you might see this written as angle brackets pointing away from each other. So always check what language the exam question is asking you to use. Third, less than, written as a single less than sign, the little arrow pointing left. X less than 10 returns true if x is any value below 10. So 9 would be true, 10 would be false. And that brings me to a really important point about boundaries. When you use strict less than, the boundary value itself is excluded. 10 is not less than 10. This matters enormously when you're writing conditions for age checks, score thresholds, or loop counters. Fourth, greater than, the arrow pointing right. X greater than 10 returns true only if x is strictly above 10. Again, 10 itself is excluded. Now, the fifth and sixth operators are the boundary inclusive versions, and these are where students often lose marks. Less than or equal to returns true if the value is less than or exactly equal to the comparison value. So x less than equals 10 would be true for 9, true for 10, but false for 11. And greater than or equal to is the mirror image, true if the value is greater than or exactly equal to the comparison value. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're writing a program to check if someone is old enough to vote. The voting age is 18. If you write if age greater than 18, then someone who is exactly 18 would be excluded. They'd fail the check even though they should be allowed to vote. The correct operator here is greater than equals 18, because 18-year-olds are eligible. This kind of boundary condition error is tested directly in GCSE exams, so always ask yourself, should the boundary value itself pass the test? Now, let's talk about where relational operators actually appear in your programs. They show up in two main places, selection structures and iteration structures. In selection, that means your if statements. You use a relational operator in the condition to decide which branch of code to run. In iteration, that means your while loops. The loop keeps running as long as the condition remains true. So a while loop that says while counter less than 10 will keep going until counter reaches 10, at which point the condition becomes false and the loop stops.
Let me walk you through a worked example now. Suppose an exam question gives you this code and asks you to trace through it. X is assigned the value 7. Then there's an if statement. if x is greater than equals 5, print pass, else print fail. Step 1. Evaluate the condition. Is 7 greater than or equal to 5? Yes, it is, so the condition is true. Step 2. Because the condition is true, we execute the if branch, which prints pass. The output is pass. An examiner would award 1 mark for correctly evaluating the condition and 1 mark for the correct output. Now, let's talk exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. First, and I cannot stress this enough, always use double equals for comparison in Python. If a question asks you to write Python code and you use a single equals in a condition, you will not get the mark. Second, be aware that different languages use different symbols. In Python, not equal is exclamation equals. In VisualBasic.net, it's the angle brackets. In pseudocode, which many exam boards use, it might be a single equals for comparison. Always read the question carefully to see which language or notation is required. Third, watch out for boundary conditions. When the question says at least, or no more than, or minimum, or maximum, those are clues that you need a less than or equal to, or greater than or equal to operator, not a strict one. Fourth, when you're tracing through an algorithm, always write out the value of the condition, true or false, at each step. Examiners love to see you're working, and it protects you if you make a small arithmetic error earlier. Right, time for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the Python symbol for equal to? It's double equals, 2 equal signs together. Question 2. What is the difference between a single equals and a double equals in Python? Single equals assigns a value to a variable. Double equals compares two values. Question 3. If x is 10, what does x less than equals 10 evaluate to? True, because 10 is equal to 10 and the operator includes the equal case. Question 4. Name the 6 relational operators. Equal to, not equal to, less than, greater than, less than or equal to, and greater than or equal to. Well done if you got all 6. Question 5. In a while loop, when does the loop stop? When the condition using the relational operator evaluates to false. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Relational operators compare two values and return true or false. There are 6 of them. Double equals, exclamation equals, less than, greater than, less than equals, and greater than equals. They appear in if statements and while loops to control program flow. The biggest exam trap is confusing single equals assignment with double equals comparison. Always check whether boundary value should be included or excluded when choosing between strict and inclusive operators. And always check which language or notation the question is asking for. You've got this. Relational operators are the building blocks of every decision a computer makes, and now you understand them properly. Keep practicing by tracing through code examples and writing your own conditions. The more you do it, the more automatic it becomes. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Bye.